take a moment now to bow our heads and pray. Only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in Exodus chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. Then the Lord gave these instructions to Moses. Order the Israelites to turn back and camp by Phi Hathroth between Migdol and the sea. Camp there along the shore across from Baal Zephon. Then Pharaoh will think the Israelites are confused. They are trapped in the wilderness. And once again, I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will chase after you. I have planned this in order to display my glory through Pharaoh and his whole army. After this, the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. So the Israelites camped there as they were told. Most of us grew up with the story of Moses and the parting of the Red Sea, either by the way the church or the movies that have come out over the years. The Israelites fled by foot to escape the slavery in Egypt. And at first, Pharaoh let them go. And then he changed his mind about them leaving and he took off after them. We see the power of God parting the Red Sea, but did we see the other things leading up to the event? Step by step, the Lord gives his instructions to Moses. It was all for a future purpose and plan. Many times on the journey, the Israelites were tempted to turn back. Moses continued to listen to the Lord and encourage his followers. Maybe you might say in that situation that you would trust God. After all, it was a miracle you were ever released. But no, they cried and whined the whole way. The road was long and hard, and Pharaoh's army starts chasing them down. Then they get to the Red Sea and they think, that's it. Pharaoh's army will take them back or kill them, one or the other, right? But scripture says God hardened Pharaoh's heart and tells Moses he will use this to illustrate to the Egyptians that he is Lord. Wow, did you catch that? God took down their enemy right in front of them. There are seven things that come to mind, I believe, we can learn from the Israelites in times of our own personal crisis. If you have a pen, jot these seven things down. In times of crisis, number one, remember, God's plans are bigger than you can ask or imagine. Do you think the Israelites knew the ocean would be parted for them that day? Have you been to an ocean to visualize just what enormous miracle this had to have been? What would they have missed if they turned around, gave up, or surrendered? Number two, do what God tells you, because God desires to protect his children. Number three, God has the power over the enemies you face. It is not our battle to fight. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. He's perfectly able to fight for you. Number four, God always has a plan, and it's detailed, leaving nothing out. Keep trusting. Number five, it's not all about you. It's not all about your temporary pain or misfortune. God can use everything for his glory and honor. Count it all joy when you encounter a trial or a testing of your faith. Look to the miracle in your future. Number six, what to do in times of crisis. Remember, God has an end goal in mind, and you may not be part of the decision-making process. And finally, number seven, let God lead the way. Keep looking up and moving forward, amen. Lord Jesus, help the listeners out there rest in you in times of crisis, times of fear. Remind them that you are in the future. There is nothing that is going on around them that you are not aware of. Lord, I pray they keep getting in your holy scripture so they know where you are leading them.
And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.